What about your voice? Most writers are very protective of their voice, and there's a fine line as an editor between fixing a text into technical perfection and utterly destroying the mood and intention that the writer had in mind. Believe me, I've been edited too, and I know how awful that can feel. I also find that being edited can be a nerve-wracking experience for some people, especially those who have not spent their careers in fields where editing is a standard part of the information output process. My clients often feel a little vulnerable as well because the school system has trained us to believe that there is a right and a wrong where writing is concerned, and there are good writers and bad writers. If they had Mrs. so-and-so in high school, we all have in our high schools famous English teachers who put the fear of God in us. My clients might be carrying around old baggage about how lousy they are at this game. They've been told they aren't good writers, they believe it, and, you know, give up. So hiring an editor can feel like opening oneself up to more judgment, and it can be really very difficult for people. If you're already a writer or have a reputation of being a darned good one, you might have the added ego issue of feeling like admitting you are not as good as you want the world to believe if you hire an editor. And that can be a little stressful as well. As I've mentioned before in my podcasts, I myself hired an editor to review my novel manuscript when I was working on certainly the first one a number of years ago, and it was money well worth spending. The really great part of all that was that I didn't have to accept all the changes my editor suggested, and I didn't. But she did provide another set of eyes to correct inconsistencies in the story. She eliminated a lot of hyperbole. That's one of my little writing tendencies, is to overwrite with a lot of emotion. And she also questioned character motivation at times, which was excellent feedback for me. And that's why I paid her. It was to make the story better than it was already. From my end, as an editor, I like to take the potential sting out of the editing process by telling people that we are each on our own writing continuum, and there is always more opportunity to improve. I myself started writing professionally in 1982, and I've had incredible training in many writing fields. And although I'm a published author, I'm still looking for opportunities to improve. My clients may not have been focusing their efforts quite so diligently on becoming great writers, but they have been investing themselves in other experiences that are equally valuable. I see myself as something of an interpreter, where I get to focus on translating the amazing ideas my clients have come up with into language that their audience can instantly recognize as compelling and important. The goal of hiring an editor should be to make the work as powerful as possible in whatever way the author feels that should be. If you would like to get in touch with me about a book project that you feel I can help bring to life, I would be absolutely delighted to hear from you. You can connect with me at Susan, that's S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. And in the meantime, good luck for great writing.